It's top versus second in the A-League tonight when Melbourne City takes on Sydney FC. The reigning champion Sydney goes into the blockbuster undefeated this season, but City is even better off, having won all four matches so far. Club captain Michael Jakobsen of Denmark says the club can keep on winning because it has a better playing roster than last season.
We're better set this year than we were last year. The depth in the squad is very, very good, so everybody that comes in, they have something to offer with. Everybody gives something to the team when they come on.
Jakobsen has moved out of defence into midfield this season, and the club has conceded just one goal all season. SBS has live English Premier League coverage this weekend when Newcastle takes on Bournemouth from 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. And on Sunday afternoon, the W League takes centre stage on SBS Viceland when the Brisbane Roar and Perth Glory meet. Coverage gets underway from 2 p.m. In tennis news, the Paris Masters continues over the weekend, but the French capital has already got one over its big rival, London. That's because Spain's Rafael Nadal has already wrapped up the number one world ranking at season's end. That mantle is usually confirmed at the season-ending ATP finals in London. He did it courtesy of a first match win in Paris against Hyun Chung of South Korea. The result also made Nadal the oldest man in history at 31 to finish a year on top of the world. And after first achieving the feat in 2008, Nadal admitted even he wasn't aiming for the number one spot at the start of the season.
No, of course it was not a goal. It was impossible for me to think about that when you are coming back from a tough period of time without playing tennis and with so many injuries in the last couple of years. But yes, here we are, happened, and very happy. Of course, means a lot, no? After almost 10 years, that big gap between the first time and this time, that's so difficult, no? I mean, means a lot to be able to keep playing at this level after that long time.
At the Rugby League World Cup this weekend, Australia takes on France in Canberra tonight, looking to make it 2 wins from 2. Another nation, Lebanon, is also looking for its second win of the tournament when it takes on England at the Sydney Football Stadium tomorrow. Lebanon hooker Michael Lisha suffered a slight calf injury in last weekend's historic win over France in Canberra, Lebanon's first ever victory in a World Cup match. But the Canterbury Bulldogs' Lisha says he'll be fit to play against England and refuses to write off his country's chances.
I'll get it right for the game, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, we've got a few changes this week. I've said it to a few of the boys, we don't really care if we win or lose, we just want to have a really good performance, you know, that's what it comes down to, and you never know what could happen, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
There's live national basketball for fans to enjoy on Saturday afternoon when Melbourne United takes on the Adelaide 36ers. That match can be seen on SBS Viceland from 5:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, it's the Sydney Kings against the Illawarra Hawks, which will be shown on SBS from 3 p.m. And finally in cricket, England's touring Ashes women's team will be in action against a Cricket Australia 11 in Sydney, while Australia's women take on an ACT team in Canberra.